I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Gentlemen, what's going on?
So I don't think we talked a lot about him yesterday, and if we did, the last 24 hours have been a fog. What are you to make of the play of Donovan Wilson? I like Donovan Wilson a lot. It feels like maybe a couple of games this year have not been shining moments for him.
Well, I think that, you know, the way they try to play their defense, you know, they generally don't want to get him in pass coverage. He's more of a run support guy. Too deep safety, not a man-to-man cover guy. And whatever the Cowboys were trying to do to create a pass rush, they were getting him in some one-on-one situations. George Kittle's pretty good, right?
That's true.
And probably does that against other teams?
I could absolutely see.
So he was probably a little bit in over his head trying to man coverage. And here's the other thing. If you look at some of the routes, some of those routes were crossing routes, and Purdy had the time of day in the pocket. They just aren't getting pressure on the opposing quarterback. And when that happens, number one, you probably don't have a lot of takeaways. And then number two, you're kind of hanging out your coverage guys to dry because wide receivers and tight ends have, you know, time of day to run their routes. So, you know, I think when something like that happens and you know he's going to be in a lot of man coverage, maybe you use a different safety to be able to play that position. You know, towards the end there when Owarrie got hurt, Mukwamu came in at that cornerback spot. He's played some safeties, been a backup at the nickel spot. And then Wanye Thomas runs pretty well, and I think they kind of went to that maybe in the fourth quarter or at some point in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't know that it's Wilson's inability to do that. I think, that's not what he's made to do as a safety. I mean, they don't put him back in single coverage, right, when they play a single safety high. That's Hooker's responsibility, and he plays closer to the line of scrimmage.
Mickey, how do you serve a 3-game suspension when you're injured?
Oh, that's a quality question.
You don't get paid.
So, okay, so that's really the punishment there.
Right. Is he's and I think paid. It's like just more than $400,000 he would lose.
Okay,
so that's where the suspension really bites. It's not the fact that you can't play or the team doesn't get you to play. It's you get fined for missing those 3 games.
And do we know exactly what happened yet?
Or no, is there take your choice. He had two things, right?
Okay.
He had the car thing when he was speeding, I think, and got in the accident.
Yep.
And then got stopped and had, was it like paraphernalia and a
yes, possession of a
gun.
Controlled substance and an unlawful carrying of a weapon.
Which, how do you do that in Texas? I thought it was lawful to carry a weapon anywhere you wanted.
I think it is the combination of
right.
and the controlled
right.
substance.
I remember that came up.
But
yes,
I believe
right.
so.
No, you're right. But yeah, I was thinking it's lawful everywhere and they want you to take it to the state fair too.
Yeah, it was a fascinating decision.
Don't get me started.
Okay.
Politics.
But if you want, go ahead. It's up to you.
The other thing I was kind of concerned about is they're talking about losing the turnover battle and
right.
that ratio right now. How do they flip that? This defense is designed differently than Dan Quinn's, but then the other side, your offense, is it doesn't have the running game that's effective enough to not turn the ball over in the air, in my opinion.
And the offensive line is not providing enough protection for the quarterback, right?
Yeah, and to help
you.
I agree.
Look at how the first interception occurred. They call a deep pattern, and he's getting pressured. I believe it was Bosa, and he tries to throw the deep ball off his back foot, and you're going to come up short, right? And he probably didn't see the interception because he was laying on the ground. So if you're not protecting the quarterback, number one, he's not going to be as accurate. He's not going to have enough time to watch routes. And then he's got to make a decision. Do I try this or do I take the sack or do I throw the ball away? Which he should have done on the second interception. You know, he admitted that much after the game. There was nothing there, and he's trying to make something out of nothing. He knows better. But you're behind, and you're trying to force stuff. You get desperate. So to me, it's a lot of the turnovers, especially the interceptions, is pressure in the pocket when you got people nipping at your feet, and the protection has not been good. I mean, think about it. They went into the Detroit game minus one in turnover differential, and then they had five.
Yeah.
Three of them occurred after the score was 40-9, maybe, or 40-6. And two of them, you know, Dak wasn't even in the game. I think it was Turpin had one on a fumble, and then Cooper had an interception in the end zone. And now this last game, yeah, they don't get any takeaways, and you turn the ball over twice, and you get yourself in trouble. So I don't think it's the design of the defense. It's just their inability to get pressure on quarterbacks. So what you're doing, Corey, is you're having to manufacture that pressure because you're not getting it from the front four, right? The defensive ends just aren't getting there. Oh, surprise, because now the fifth and sixth defensive ends as you went into the season are now your starters at defensive end. And they're just not getting pressure. And, a wise man always said, and I think, Parcells was the first one to point it out, is takeaways on defense are created in the pocket. Either you get to a quarterback and he makes a bad decision or you get strip sacks. That's where the fumbles usually occur. Now, every once in a while, we hear all about the peanut punch or whatever it's called, creating a turnover, but the majority happen in the pocket, either hitting the quarterback or roughing him up to the point that he makes a bad decision and throws an interception. So from that aspect, to me, that's been the difference between this year and the previous couple years when they actually led the league in takeaways, or I should say turnover differential.
And I do believe in the postgame, Trayvon Diggs made reference to the peanut punch, did he not?
Sort of, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Depends on which postgame you want to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so we were talking about the pressure, and the pressure defensively that the Cowboys are getting on the other team, and I realized that is not up to snuff, and we talked about the reasons why. I was curious your takes on Chauncey Golston thus far, because he had some big plays, but also didn't catch the interception that looked like it could have potentially have been a pick six. What have been your thoughts about his play?
I think he's probably as the backups playing defensive end has probably played the best of any of them. Okay. I think that you saw him make a couple plays.
Absolutely.
Now it's kind of hard to criticize a defensive end for not catching the ball, right?
That's fair. And it was kind of flipping around because obviously been tipped and stuff too.
Yeah, and you would hope, right? But I don't know that they sit there on the guns machine and try to catch passes, right? But no, I think he has played the best. I think he has done a nice job in the run game, keeping things inside. And again, we're talking, your fifth best defensive end. If all the other guys got hurt or out for the season, or you're hoping they come back as soon as possible. But he is what he is. And so I think they've made the most of him out there. And I don't know if I kept it or not. I thought he played a heck of a lot of snaps in the game. He ended up playing 85% of the snaps. I bet that may be close to a career high.
I could see that.
For him. 58 snaps he played. So, I think he's done a nice job. Now if they can get somebody else to come along with him, it would certainly help. Or
just get all the injured people
healthy,
back.
Right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. We keep talking and we keep talking about, Micah's close. Well, he's got to practice first, and he hasn't done that. And are we at, like, This is the fifth week or the fourth week that he...
I thought it was the fourth, but I'll go back and check on
or
that.
Or it's the fourth game, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's the fifth week if you throw in the bye. And I would think he... Boy, can he miss that much time and practice twice and say, good to go? You know, and even if he does, you know, he's probably your designated pass rusher, I would think.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you know, create a problem getting him back too soon. So, yeah, we got to see what happens tomorrow and Wednesday with him to see if he gets back into practice. Same thing with Deron Bland. You know, the last time he practiced, 2 days in a row, and he woke up on Friday with a sore foot. So he's rehabbing. I see him run. He's running well, but it's not playing football. So we got to see what they can do getting through practice.
Is there any chance, Mickey, that you're going to get a Simpsons character?
Oh, yes.
What am I missing?
Okay.
I didn't know, Kevin, if we were going to discuss this.
We can talk about it as many times as you want. So Corey sent me this link from Sports Business Journal that the NFL, you know.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How the NFL has been doing kind of like their alternate broadcast, and they did Toy Story.
Towards the kids or
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
Focus. Yeah.
So for a Cowboys game, is it the Bengals?
Yeah, it's against
game?
The Bengals. Simpsons Fun Day Football on December 9th. And, Monday night.
And they're going to have the alt cast with the Simpsons going on.
And Daryl
and
Strawberry.
Simpsons are broadcasting the game, or they're putting people's their heads on
yeah, they're
players.
Simpsonizing all the players, I do believe.
The field is going to look like a Simpsons setup, and then Homer and Bart are going to be
the
supporting each team.
The running backs will
team.
Be O.J.
No,
oh, my gosh. That is...
But yeah, the game, it'll be a real-time Simpsons world using that technology, and I just think it's kind of fun. I just think it's a blast.
It's like when they did the slime thing or whatever.
Yes. Have you ever watched The Simpsons, Mickey? Because Mike...
I've seen it, but I don't know that I've watched it.
Okay, because Mike always calls it, you know, the Bart Simpson show, as if he hasn't heard of this cultural phenomenon. So I was just curious if you ever watched.
I must admit, I don't. It's like 30 minutes.
Yes.
I may have watched, you know, like, go by in 1 minute or something by accident.
All right, sounds like
yeah.
a peace
well,
con option.
Well, I mean, you know,
watch
if
Simpsons
you have kids,
Mickey.
You would watch that, right?
Yeah, you need, I mean, you got
it's
36
not for
seasons.
Kids.
Hey.
It's not a kid's cartoon.
It's great to watch.
I will admit, as an adult, when my children are not around, I absolutely watch that show. So
it's comedy, huh?
Yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah.
Comedy.
The kid rides a skateboard and gets in trouble at school, and the sister plays a flute or something.
She plays a saxophone, Mike.
Yeah. Come on, Mike.
And then Marge has big hair and Homer's stupid.
So Mike, he's a fan of it.
Feels like Mike's yeah. seen the show. All
he's,
right.
He's scripting it.
Thank you very
well,
much.
But I would be flattered if I, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Me, right?
We can work on that.
Maybe you work it out and they can do a deal of us talking to each other.
I like this.
Oh, my God.
Split screen, right?
I'm so in on that. Mind. We're going to make that happen. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
I'll be here. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here. Do you know they have a baby too, right?
Yeah, Maggie. She has a pacifier in her mouth all the time.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Do you know her name?
Sarah.
I just said it.
Marge.
Nope.
That's Jessica.
Sarah.
Maggie. I thought for sure then you were going to say Sue, Adrian, and just start naming spouses.
Baby Jessica.
It's not baby Jessica.
Who listening right
I
now
don't
knows
know.
Who baby Jessica is?
Alec, do you have any idea who baby Jessica is?
Yeah, I know her well.
He didn't have a clue. Who
did you hear what he said?
He, joke, oh,
he said, I know
well.
Her well.
Yeah, he had to drill joke. On the side
that's
of the
quality.
Well.
That was a quality joke
quality.
Right there.
Baby Jessica lived, and
went
now
right
she's
past me.
Adult Jessica.
All right. So I just wanted to update this because you talked about Sam Williams. Did you see that what Mike McCarthy said about the Trayvon Diggs thing? And I feel like this will probably be a wrap because Trayvon Diggs also talked with Micah Parsons about it. But he said, I think we got to be better in those moments. I always talk about staying on the high road. That's part of our responsibility in this business. But I'm not ignorant or naive to the fact that this generation, that's part of the world they live in with social media. You got to manage that. That's part of being a professional athlete. And that's part of representing this organization properly.
Yeah. No, and that's a... that's definitely, I agree with him a lot on that.
Okay.
As players, it is part of the business, man. You take a shot all the time, and you just got to go out there and, you know, probably play better so that you don't have to take those shots.
The interesting thing for Diggs is because he talked about this and said, you know, we all thought like somebody probably told him about it when he got into the locker room. And he said, after the game, I just happened to see it. I looked, clicked on it, see who it was. And I was like, oh, he's right here. I just saw you.
Mm-hmm.
So I went up and explained how I felt. And then he also
looked more aggressive than that. But I understand what he's saying.
He did kind of address that. And I thought this part made a lot of sense to me. I felt like a lot of emotions just losing, coming out of the game, fresh off a loss. I'm a competitor. I wanted to win. So it's a lot of emotions. That makes a lot of sense to me. Look, I think we've all, I know, I'll just say me for sure. Many, many times I have said or done things emotionally that I wished I had not. So that made a lot of sense to me.
I don't think you've ever done that one time. But Kevin.
you guys have definitely seen it.
The thing I was most concerned about or most upset about was they didn't discuss in that with Micah, he didn't discuss the D's nuts part of it. That's what I wanted him to laugh about it and be like, yeah, man, D's nuts is still hilarious. Because it is. It's just funny. And it always will.
How did he not laugh going back into the locker room?
You can discuss these nuts. Yeah.
Like, would you have loved it if he goes, ha-ha, like when he was playing in the locker room? I think that really would have pushed public sentiment all the way in his favor. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, and yes, maybe there is crying in football. We'll talk about it next year on The Fan. This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org and the personal injury lawyers, Frankel and Frankel. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. It's been a fun show already. Still plenty of excellence to come. And that might include right now, because it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
The rumors of my demise were greatly exaggerated. It is time for AM on the FM. I am back. I did get a tweet yesterday asking if I, quote, already found a new job. I was like, no.
It makes sense with this show.
That's very true. That's very true. Yeah. Maybe my application for that WWE writing position, you know, cycled through. I don't know. I never filed for that, by the way. I never applied.
Oh, what?
I'm a fraud sometimes. You know, it happens. But no, I just didn't want to show up to work hungover after a concert, you know. So
who did you see in concert?
Lincoln? That's in 2 weeks.
Okay.
November 8th. Again, Tolos, if you won that contest from Sean and RJ, come find me. I'll be down on field level somewhere. I don't remember where exactly, but I will find you. DM me at Alec on the radio. Get you a beer or two. But no, I saw Don Tolliver on Sunday, and he's a Houston kid, Texas guy. Had a really good turnout. It was really, really fun. Really enjoyed it. I'm wearing some tour merch right now because, you know, Reggie loves to talk about my financial decisions. And I'm sure whenever he sees a still of this on the fan cam, he's going to text me just one word. Why? He loves to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for that text whenever he gets to a commercial break down on his program. But for ours right here, we start with a question of the day as always. And there is crying in football. We're going to get to that here in just a moment. But I'm looking at today's national holiday calendar, boys. As I always do, I don't know if I believe any of this. I don't know if it's actually real. But today is National Cat Day.
Gross.
National Cat Day. Okay, Kevin's very opinionated here, but I do have one of my own. She is like a million years old now. I don't even know how old she is. So shout out to Katie.
Oh.
She is still fighting, and she is still the meanest little animal I've ever been around.
What's the appeal of the cat then if everyone seems to think their cat is mean?
So I will say literally every other cat I've ever had, we've had probably four or five total in the family since I've been around, and all of them have been angels. They've all been great and fun. Katie is the moodiest little furball ever. Like, she will, you just walk past her and she'll swat at you. for no reason. It's like, I just exist, but okay. But so my question is, what is your favorite name you have ever given a pet in your lifetime? 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well.
I'm pretty stoked right now because, and this put it over the top, my wife wanted to get a new dog. I wasn't really feeling that because we already have a dog. I wasn't sure how they would coexist. But she said I could name it what I wanted. And so we came up with Boba Fetch. And so I was pretty pleased by that. And that put that over the top for this dog.
Okay. I think you'll like mine then because it's on the Star Wars note. My dog is a French bulldog. His name is Finn. And he has like a quadruple entendre of a name.
Oh.
Finn from Star Wars.
Yes.
Finn Balor.
Yes.
In pro wrestling. Finn from Adventure Time, the cartoon.
I do like that show.
And then there's another one that I'm blanking on that I kind of threw out there for fun because I was like, how many different people can I attach this dog to? And it makes sense. So there was like a celebrity or something that I said, sure, we'll throw him on there too. Throw him on the list. But there's like a triple, if not quadruple entendre for his name. But it's very fitting because he's just a goofy looking dog. You know, all French bulldogs really are. You know, he's just got he's always smiling. So like he's just, Finn just really fits.
Does he have a lot of health problems?
Surprisingly not.
Okay, good. That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, because whenever we got him, we heard that a lot. Like you're going to have the breathing issues that sometimes like hips and back issues are a thing. He's had the hip issue every now and then, but it's just like a pinched nerve. They're like, hey, just put him on a pill for a week and then he's fine. And it's been true this whole time.
Gotcha.
Did you attach D's?
That's actually not what I thought he was going to say. I thought he was going to ask you what happens if you bred your bulldog with a Shih Tzu. I really thought that's what he was going to say.
Oh, man.
Trayvon named his dog D's.
D's nuts.
God.
Oh, man.
It'll never get old.
What if it was like 6-year-old son?
Oh, man.
He goes around doing that to his like first and second grade friends. I don't know what grade he's
in. When I was a kid, my dad had a hunting dog named Cowboy, and I loved this dog.
That's great.
And then one day I woke up and he was gone, and my parents said he went to a farm where he could run and all that stuff.
Did you think? I used they to think still, it was a farm.
They still say that, yes, they actually, because I was allergic, they had to get rid of him. And that's what they say to this day. They don't have to lie to me. I'm 40 something now.
You wouldn't be hurt now if they're like, yeah, we shot your dog.
No, it's shot him. Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't know.
But so Cowboy was his name. So my whole life, I wanted another dog. I had a little dog. We named him Taz. That was fine. But I got my first ever dog. We named him Landry, and that's the dog we have right now. And Landry is the favorite name, and he loves his name. He loves it. It's great. So that's my favorite one so far. But cats, I have only had one cat, and it was Adrian's. It was the one that she had her whole life. And then when we moved in together, we had a cat, and it was Taffy, and she hated everybody but me. She loved me.
Oh.
She would bite people and claw people.
Oh, my gosh.
For me, though, she just lay around with me all the time. And I was like, I guess, I don't know, I love her because she loves me.
Wow.
So there you go. That's how I am with cats.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember all my cat names over the years. We had an Astro, not after the Astros, after the
Jetsons.
The animated character Astro. We had a Shadow. We had the dumbest cat named Terry. And that's just such a fitting name.
I love human names for
like
animals.
Like Fred or like whatever.
Like the dog Kevin from, Up. Is that what it was?
When I was a kid, our cat was Azrael.
Oh, from the Smurfs?
Yeah, and man, this black cat loved getting in fights. I think by the time it died, it had like a 1.5 eyes. An ear was missing. I mean, it was not an inside cat. It wasn't a friendly cat, but it was our cat. We fed him.
It was a cat indeed. From the 817.
When you could hear screeching and screaming in the middle of the night, we knew Azrael was getting into it.
Okay, interesting. From the 817, Winnie the Poodle. I like that one.
Oh, that's good.
I really like that one. From the 214, my dog's name is Pudge.
I like it.
Very fitting. I like that. From another 214, my pit's name was Tank. And I'm thinking, I remember our old next door neighbor growing up. He was a retired cop, so he had a canine that was retired as well. German Shepherd, and his name was Ciroc. Named after the vodka.
Nice.
I like this one from the 469, Patrick Swayze.
Okay, that is top notch.
I wonder if that was a cat or a dog.
Let's see.
Okay. What are you doing?
Probably a cat then.
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I am thinking that.
From the 561, Tater Tux. I'm assuming a tuxedo cat.
Yeah. No, I like that. I was thinking of the hockey dog that a Penguins fan named Bark Andre Furry. And I thought, like, man, you committed to the first and the end of the name. That's top notch.
That is top notch.
214, Mr. Leahy and Load Off.
Is this going to be Take a Load Off?
Mike did something good there.
Mike did do good work.
Somebody engaged me at the Buffalo Wild Wings in a conversation where I thought they were seriously asking me a question about what's the biggest lie I've ever been told. And I told him, and he goes, see, you just took a load off and started a conversation.
That's like, amazing.
I was watching it happen too. It was so good.
In fact, Alec, would you like to laugh right now?
Oh, yes, please.
Say no.
All right. Time to take a load off and relax.
No.
Question 62. Oh, no. I finish it up. The tease is paid off. Alec, you're an inmate on death row.
Oh no.
What's your last request?
Please don't kill me.
Huh.
Do they have to abide by that?
That's very fair.
I don't think you're under any obligation to abide by, like, last meal either. You can do the best you can.
Oh, what would my
last request
be?
That's honestly the best answer you could have given if you want to live.
Yeah.
Yes.
If I'm on death row at that point, I'm assuming I deserve it. So I'm probably just going to say a good meal or something, or maybe like listen to one of my favorite albums going out. So that's just the last thing I hear. I don't know.
While never you're really in the that. Chair or getting the needle,
sure.
Would you want to be like, nah, 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 nah,
oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to have fun before I go out. Why not?
I don't feel like question 62 is the best laughing question.
It's really not.
Yeah.
I don't have a funny spin.
Yeah, way
that.
To go, 62.
I'm going to play some audio here in a second about crying in football. But, you know, we don't really get political here, but I saw something that had to be mentioned.
No.
Oh, no.
An Idaho politician running for state Congress. Notice that the state of Idaho doesn't have a state animal. So, one of the things he has promised to do if he gets elected to office is make Bigfoot the state animal Idaho.
You lose.
I'm in. No, they're going to win because I've been to Idaho. And when we were in Idaho, me and Brandon went to the National Potato Museum. And they had a Pringle that was the size of like 62 Pringles, and it blew my freaking mind. They had these creepy animatronic things like in the basement too that I felt like, okay. Yeah, I kind of felt like they come to life.
How thick was that Pringle, and hasn't it molded by now?
It was like in a glass case. They didn't say you could take a bite of it.
The humidity.
I don't know. I didn't ask questions because I thought they might send the creepy animatronic things over.
And I think this is a fair, you know, thing to push for if you're running for office, because Idaho does have a state amphibian. They have a state bird. They have a state fish. They have
Are
a state
they
horse.
Fake? Is it the fish man who's their fish?
No, the state
Aquaman?
Fish.
Aquaman? I couldn't think of his name. Is Aquaman their fish? They're like, he's making up people. Their bird is, I don't know, Eagle Eye?
Harvey Birdman.
They're
Iron Eagle, who does football games and changes his name to sound cooler from Ian.
I think that's Ian. The state fish is the cutthroat trout. Maybe they should get some pool holes made for that one. But I do want to run this. Maybe there is crying in football. I like listening to the Homer radio calls sometimes in big moments to hear the real emotion from some real football people, you know, sometimes. And Jim Donovan of the Cleveland Browns passed away last week, and, you know, longtime voice of the Cleveland Browns. And the Browns did the unthinkable, beating the Ravens last second here this past weekend, and here is Andrew Siciliano and company on the call for that win.
Lamar Jackson has the football. Browns rushing four. Lamar flushed out. Lamar chased by Zedarius. Lamar Jackson avoids Zedarius. He's got to throw it. Directing traffic. Pump fake. Now throwing. End zone. Back corner. Still good. Incomplete. The Browns win. 29-24. You just knew it. You knew it. You felt it. So many things happened in this game that are unexplainable. And it all added up to a Browns win. This one's for you, Jim Donovan. The Browns have beaten the Ravens. It is emotional here at Huntington Bank Field. What a win. What a moment. You can't even write stories this good sometimes, folks.
I like it.
I appreciate
this was
that's
awesome.
Delightful.
And the Browns Twitter account does have the full call where they kind of reminisce on some stuff and got real teary-eyed and whatnot. But it was cool. You could see in the corner of the screen some fans turn around and they're pointing at the radio booth, you know, and giving them hand hearts and stuff. And it was a really cool moment and a really well-deserved win. So rest in peace, Jim Donovan.
Lovely, lovely. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where the AFC race is over.
Over.
But the NFC West just got a lot more interesting. Let's do it next right here on The Fan.
Allen backs up, trying to create, scanning the end zone, delivers a strike along the back end line, caught for a touchdown by Dalton Kincaid.
KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here we go.
Gridiron gravy.
Oh, he missed it.
Of course, brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. Yeah, James did a good job with the dip. Luckily, we did not get the DAC. Here we go.
What do you mean, luckily?
I mean,
I think you know what he means.
What's your point?
We just lost again. All right. Fair to say,
he's going to get $500 million to play quarterback for your team.
I'm not saying I don't wish I had his financial portfolio. With the Dolphins, Patriots, and Jets at a combined 6-17, and the Bills at 6-2,
it's over.
It's over.
That division is won.
By December, mm-hmm. will it be officially clinched?
Yeah.
Mid-December.
I think the Dolphins stand a chance of making a push at it because as long as Tua's healthy. I mean, you've seen that Mike McDaniels with a reasonable quarterback can actually do well.
True.
And I think Tua is reasonable. I don't think he's exceptional. I think he's more than reasonable. But whenever you have all the backups that they've tried to throw out there, they're just not a good team.
Now, on the flip side, the Cardinals, 49ers, Seahawks are all 4-4 in the NFC West, and the Rams are 3-4. Do you think the 49ers win this? Is it now a jumble where you're like, I'm not entirely sure?
I lean 49ers. I think still they're the best team. They've had a couple losses that you're just like, how did they lose that? They had the game in hand, and then the last 5 minutes of the game, and you know what? They almost did it to the Cowboys, too. Where you're like, they're way better than the Cowboys, but yet they're way better than the Rams with what the Rams had out there that one day, and they still just, they blew late leads.
You know, I was looking at what the Cardinals are a confusing team. They've won two straight, but they won those games by 1 point and 2 points, and they have another 1 point win. So they beat the 49ers, Chargers, and Dolphins by a combined 4 points, and then they beat the Rams by 31 points. So I'm not sure quite what to make with them. And I know people keep talking about there's a new map dropping soon, or maybe it just dropped for Call of Duty. And so Kyler's in trouble.
Well, I mean, pretty much a complete new game. It's Black Ops 6.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's just kind of an updated
even more trouble
of Warzone. Yeah.
Is it? It's weird to me. Weird's too strong of a word. I get a lot of adults play a lot of video games. It just, I don't know. At a certain age, it left me. Like, it just like, that's. More like when you're a teenager or a young adult.
To me, it's the same as like, I love to watch movies and stuff like that. It's just escapism. And I think it's just another form of that. And then obviously, as we've advanced in the technological age, it probably keeps a lot of people in touch that maybe like don't chat and text outside of video games.
No. Well, maybe you can become friends with people.
No, I'm saying, But I'm saying, don't you have some friends right now that you probably like, maybe don't talk to them except for kind of in video games or mostly only in video games?
Yes.
Okay.
And the way they respond to dying in those video games oftentimes lets me know how they feel about things.
Okay.
They say words that you're like, what did you just say?
Oh, no. All right. You guys ready to power rank the NFL power rankings? Your options: the NFL, ESPN, and The Athletic. Only one of them has the Chiefs number one.
I've never picked Athletic. Should I pick it this time?
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Okay. All right. Let's pick the
They're
Athletic.
Always the oddball to me on these things.
Who are the worst three teams in all of football?
I mean, I would list.
Panthers.
Yeah. And
Panthers are last.
New York's there.
Ooh.
No, they're way better. They're awesome.
New York, I'm going to need clarification. Oh, Giants gosh. Or Jets?
I go with Giants as worse than Jets, but you bring up a solid point.
The Giants have rocketed up to number 25.
Nice.
By losing?
No, they were actually 23 the week before.
They don't lose as badly as other teams.
That's a good point. That's fair.
God, I saw Daniel Jones. I watched like four plays that whole game. A dude's wide open, and he almost killed him on the sideline by lobbing it. I'm like, it's like he punted the ball to a wide open receiver so he could get his ribs crushed by throwing it too high and too soft. I'm like, go back to Duke and learn how to make free throws or something.
Titans are 1-6.
The Tennessee Titans are 31st on the list. So now you have a plethora of two-win teams to choose from.
That's so weird.
Who do you put at 30?
Well, you said which New York team.
That's true.
There's just no way they're the 30th, but you can go ahead and pick the 30th.
What about Jacksonville?
They're pathetic.
Jacksonville Jaguars, number 30 in all of football.
And they lost Christian Kirk for the year.
They are the third worst team in football. Now, let's go.
I don't disagree.
To the top of the list.
Yeah, Kansas City's easy right now, and then I'd say Detroit's too.
But remember, I told you only one of these three has Kansas City at number one.
I'd go Kansas City, Detroit, but they can go Detroit, Kansas City just to be Nimrod.
If you're undefeated, you shouldn't be number one. I'm sorry.
I hear what you kind of said.
Both the NFL and the Athletic disagree with you because they have the Detroit Lions at number one in all of the football land.
Who could have told you that team was going to be good 2 years ago?
I know. I listened to you. It's the same thing with the Phoenix Suns. I listened to that, too. Kansas City Chiefs are second. Where do you go from there?
Bills.
That's a decent
Buffalo
pick.
Bills and the Athletic are fourth.
I don't have standings pulled up. I mean, Baltimore took a dump, so they lost to, I mean, Derek's taking, the Browns won. Well, guess what? Celebrate three more times this year, Derek.
Okay. All right. There's some 6-2 teams. The Commanders, the Texans, and the Packers are all 6-2.
Ooh, I like the Packers right now.
We'll go with the Packers.
Which is interesting because the Packers eked by the terrible Jaguars. But yes, they are third on this list. So
they beat the Texans, right?
That is true.
Okay.
That probably helps their case much more. So you got the Lions 1, the Chiefs 2, the Packers 3, the Bills 4, and the Houston Texans round out the top 5.
Heck yeah, we get to play the Texans coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Watch out, Houston. Reggie, you're in trouble.
I think we're probably in trouble.
You're going down.
Game.
Yeah, who's their running back?
Crap, I forgot.
Joe Mixon.
That is Joe Mixon. Oh, we're in trouble. I was hoping it was worse.
He's actually been very good this year.
Yeah, I know.
Man, I was going to say Mixon. I was like, didn't he just leave? But he just got there. All right. Where do you put the Cowboys on this list then?
At this point, I think they're going to be close 32. To 20.
Okay.
So I'll say 20.
Yeah.
I think that might be too low, but it feels like they're a bottom third team, and that's like right on that borderline of bottom third.
They're no longer a middle of the pack team, Kevin. They're in the 20s.
It is not too low. ESPN has them at 20. NFL.com has them at 21. But you guys pick the Athletic, who has the Dallas Cowboys at number 22 on the list.
What about 23?
23 is the Cleveland Browns. So you're right next to the Cleveland Browns.
We beat them.
About 24.
Stop it. You're ahead of a whole bunch of 2-6 teams.
25 is the Giants.
And then we got into the worst of the worst. Does that feel right? 20-22 is where the Cowboys sit.
Right at the, they're one of the best of the bottom third teams in the NFL.
And relevant.
Would be optimistic.
Like that's one of the other things too. It's like they're still relevant. They make themselves relevant.
They do.
The owner does. Everything makes them relevant, no matter where they are in the power rankings.
How crazy would it be? The last game is at Washington, right? We play Washington here. No, is it? I forget, but can you imagine? Because Washington has had such a bad fan base for multiple decades because of their ownership / losing.
It's here.
Can you imagine if somehow Washington is playing for like the division title and Dallas has nothing to play for and this place is 50% Washington fans?
That would be crazy. But as long as the seats sell out and the numbers good,
the Cowboys
will have won. And I guarantee you some people in that organization feel that way because they scored the highest Week 8 game on record for Sunday Night Football in the ratings. Cowboys and 49ers, 23.9 million viewers. That was up 7.2 million people from the year before. I know a lot of people are like, I don't give an F. I want us to win. I'm with you. I bet there are some who are like, that's not so bad.
Yeah, probably so.
All right, let's go from that to Stephon Diggs. We were talking about Houston. He is not expected to play versus the Jets after his non-contact knee injury, per CBS.
It always terrifies me when I see a player running down the field and then just pulling up like that. Because I saw that happen live, and I was like, oh my gosh. Like it is weird to me like how it couldn't be something torn all the time.
Do you think the Jets owe Robert Saleh an apology? They're 0-3 since he got fired.
They do.
They were favorites in two of those games.
Yes, I think they do. They went and made the Devontae Adams trade after they got rid of him, and I think that was poor form too. Like you're like, hold on. Now, that being said, they did give him everything they possibly could all along the way. They built a great defense, a really good defense for him. They went and got offensive linemen. They traded for Aaron Rodgers. They got all these things in place, and it still wasn't there. Now, that being said, they chose Aaron Rodgers over the coach.
They did. That they did. And in case you missed our conversation with Mickey Spagnola, front office Sports reporting that Disney and ESPN, they're launching a Simpsons-themed altcast for the Bengals-Cowboys game on December 9th. Simpsons,
the cartoon.
Yes, correct. Not
like the Hall of Fame running back?
Probably we're not launching anything
OJ
like that.
OJ Simpson?
Simpsons Fun Day Football will stream live from Adams Stadium in Springfield on Disney Plus and ESPN Plus.
I can't wait.
All I want is for them to have like a pre-game montage and to have one of our shows built in as a Simpsons saying something.
Badass.
That would be so awesome.
I'll be Marge.
You can be Mike just as a Simpsons character.
I'll be, who else is on there?
You can be Mike. They'll make Mike.
The Donut Man. Don't they have a big donut on the show?
Yes, that's the Lard Lad Donut Place.
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here.
Just real quick, do you think that if you were quizzed on anything, if it was Simpsons or Star Wars, which one would you most effectively destroy?
I think Simpsons, just because their universe is smaller, because I'm going to get a...
Really?
Yeah, because I'm going to get a question about like... I haven't seen The Acolyte yet.
Okay,
so I'm going to get a question about that, and I'm going to be like, I haven't watched it yet.
Who's right. Bart's best friend?
Milhouse.
Oh yeah, old Millie.
Nobody's ever called him that.
Yeah. Well, when they grow up, somehow Bart Simpson stayed 12 years old for 86 years.
It's an animated show. It's 36 Every years. Animated show is like that.
No, I don't think so.
No animated shows ever made it 36
babies,
years.
Right? Just what the babies came up to be. Kermit and Miss Piggy.
Muppets.
Yeah, they grew up.
Took the baby.
All right.
Out.
So the talking puppet that just lives among society, you got no issue with. But the animated characters that stay the same, that's freaking you out.
I'm going to work really hard on thinking of animated characters that grew up.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
Get a new haircut.
Mavs, Jazz, and bold predictions for the rest of the NBA. Plus, the Stars in Finland. Let's talk about it all next right here on The Fan.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.